This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
That's right. My name's on the frickin' show. I'm hosting the frickin' show today. Jack Fritz in for Spike. Ike, Spike, and Fritz on this Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Tournament Friday afternoon. Looking forward to a weekend of college basketball. Ike Sparty on the court tonight at 10.
Yeah, I'll be nervous tonight.
You're the two seed.
I don't give a damn. There's more pressure on the two seed.
I think they lost to Middle Tennessee as a two seed.
Why don't you shut up,
Justin?
Shut up. It's Izzo in March. It's inevitable. It's the way
I got him in the Final Four. Everyone
has him in the Final Four because this fraud idea that Izzo is some big game coach is out of control. He hasn't won. He's only won one natty.
Yep.
It's time to man up.
Yeah, and I agree.
It's time to man up.
Which is why I'll be nervous tonight.
Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The basketball tourney is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. We'll get back to your phone calls. But it's time for the Top 5 at 5 today with Justin Morgenstein.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Justin Morgenstein.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Wow, very straight-lined Justin Morgenstein.
Oh, yeah.
No, funny business.
Professional. That's all we do here.
Yeah.
But what I got for you today is top five things that you guys like the least about Phil and producers producing the afternoon show. Now, Spike being here would be big for this because these are mostly, I think, him.
Yes.
More than you guys.
Yes.
But, yeah. It's
definitely mostly him.
Yeah, we are easy. He is a diva. He is difficult.
always. But number five, we got the callers not being ready when you go to them. And, like, the amount of times Buzz has gotten yelled at for callers not being ready to go once they're up there. Like, you guys had me checking every 5 minutes with the next caller today. I was not letting that happen. And the amount of times I've just seen Buzz ridiculed over that, I had to make sure it wasn't going to happen today.
Yeah, and I feel bad for Buzz when that happens because it's really not usually his fault. As someone who's usually back there, I sometimes check. I don't always check. I just kind of trust. And it seems like Buzz always gets screwed.
Well, and it's also like if it's a normal caller, if it's Chuck or if it's Cowboy Jam or somebody like that,
you expect them
to be ready. And then when they're just not, it's like, you let me down. It wasn't my fault.
But making fun of Buzz in that situation, like, because Buzz gets flustered. Like, when you go after Buzz, he, like, freezes it. You know when the deer runs across the road? That's Buzz when we start questioning him. Like, he just completely shuts down.
Yeah, it's like a deer in headlights.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that a saying?
Yes, that is a saying.
Thank you.
I've heard that before, yes.
Yeah. All right, everyone relax.
Number four, we have not understanding the bits and the sounders, like not playing the Blue Chew sounder, which you, frankly, also do sometimes.
I know.
But
that's also funny. It's
no outro for Tornado. Like, people have done that before. I've seen Buzz and Fran hit the outro when he doesn't have music for that.
Right.
And also, like, how are people going to know that Moro Ojomo had six sacks last year? Like, you got to get it.
You got to get the bits. And this is a Fran problem.
It's a Fran problem.
Fran never listens to the show.
Yep.
He strolls in here about, like, 12:30. and, like, Buzz listens to the show. Morgenstein, obviously, having him back there,
he definitely listens.
He does our video, so he's hanging on her every word. This is a Fran issue, and yeah. Fran doesn't listen enough to the show to get the show sometimes.
That's a no-no. Like, how can you fill in as a producer or be a producer on the show and not listen to the show?
If you don't know where the Ike Juice Drop is,
right,
you should not be allowed to produce the program.
Listen, this isn't filling in on the midday show.
It's not the minor leagues.
Yeah, like there's a lot of stuff going on with this show that you have to be up to date with and cued into.
Yeah, like I will say, the first time I produced you guys, before I was doing that job, like pissing my pants back here, and yeah, I'm nervous, but you know, listen
not
to you guys.
That analogy. Again.
Don't use that analogy. Yes.
Not good.
Yeah, listen, that's the reason why you're on video. Yeah.
Well, didn't we have that issue with another producer?
Yeah. That's all right, though.
Yeah. You adjust. All right, though. It's all good.
What about when a part-time producer needs to be dumped when they talk?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Is that on the top five?
Well, yeah. No, that's not what you like to see right there. But we're going to pretend it didn't happen. We're going to move right on with it.
Keep it moving.
We're going to go number three, Poor Job of Singing Creed. We just saw this recently with Francisco Rojas, who claims that he sings it as he's walking around his house and then just had to watch the lyrics on his phone as he's singing it with you guys at 5:30. Like, that was absurd.
And he likes rock music. It's not like he likes country. And
so is it that Creed is just too old for him? What is
it? He's not a Creedsman.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's not that hard of a song. I mean,
it really is not.
It's just not. There's no excuse.
And it's five. Hold on. Five times a week you get a chance to hear it.
Every day. Once again.
He claimed he was singing it all throughout his house.
Yeah. He's, again, Fran's full of it. And, like, Morgenstern, have you sung 5:30 Creed yet?
Debut today.
Okay.
Ah, so debut today.
You do not, you just don't seem like a singer. Like, you seem very monotone with the voice.
We'll see. I got some pipes on me.
I mean, let me tell you all you have to do, Justin. Just let it go.
Yep.
Just let it go.
Nobody's
listening. You're in the shower singing.
Yeah.
We all do that.
Your voice might crack. Whatever.
Yeah,
no one's here.
We don't care.
No one thinks you're not going to get through to Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, it's not American Idol. Randy Jackson is not going to say, like, all right, you're through. We're just here having a good time.
Yep. Right. Yep. We'll be locked in. We'll be ready
all
to
right.
go. Number two we got, and this is a big one for Jack, I know, In an Act of Drop Board. And I will say with this, it is very tough because, like, I'll think of a drop that I want to play as you guys say something.
Yeah.
And there's so many drops on this board, but by the time I find it, it's like it's passed by now. And as long as you know where Ike Juice is, everything else will fall in line.
You really only need Ike Juice. Everyone else is just a feel. And not to toot, I would never toot my own horn.
No.
Would never do that.
Shouldn't have to.
You guys just don't have the feel, you know, like the radio instincts sometimes with the part-time producers lacking.
In my head, I know the one I want to play, but again, I'm like scanning, and by the time I find it, you guys are three sentences into the future, and I'm just like, this won't work
anymore.
And then
he can't do it.
No. Because then it's all timed off. You're going to pause, and then I'm just going to be like, I ruined the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would wait until maybe your third time doing it. So, in other words, like, you filled in a day. You have an idea of what you wanted to do, you just didn't do it, like with the buttons.
Didn't pull the trigger.
And now maybe the next time, you're like, okay, I feel a little more comfortable. If this happens, I'll do that. Because you did drop one in the other day, caught my eye, and I thought it was well-timed. Which one was it?
I forget, but like when you said early on the show, like with the egg on the face, I didn't find that until like a minute later. And then I couldn't use it anymore. Or like, oh boy, like it's one of my favorites.
Oh boy's a good one.
Just wasn't ready.
Sometimes you gotta set up the drops too. Like yesterday with whacking that thing. Which is
that's a creep.
Well, he does that a lot.
I do think that's the best singular drop on the drop board. Nothing makes me smile more than when I can set up a good whacking that
thing. Oh, it was Hey John, Hey Mark, the Maury one.
Oh,
by the way.
You did hit that one.
That's the one it was. That's the one it was.
One of Mike's favorites.
That was well timed.
Well, because talking Maury. Yeah.
I knew anytime you mentioned the Sixers or Maury, I saw that one, so I was like, I'm gonna have that ready to go.
Now, maybe here's what you could do. You could take a photo of the drop board.
Like
bring it home and study it.
Make a Quizlet.
There you go.
Flashcards.
It's kind of like a playbook.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Listen, it's second nature for me at this point. So
right.
It is what it is.
And considering you put all the drops where you want them at.
Exactly. Yeah. And I word them the way that in my head, the only way it makes sense.
Yep.
Once again, I set up myself for success.
There you go.
And that's it. It's a doggy dog world, Morgenstern.
Gotta do it. But number one, we're gonna go with, and you know. Example of me having to get dropped in this again. doing the top five, and specifically Fran doing the top five. Like, there have been so many memorable Fran top fives. Like, who could forget Black History Month? There have been
so many others
that you can't even just, the list goes on with Fran. And it is just truly must-listen radio anytime Fran's doing the top five.
Usually it's so bad it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the Black History Month, I think it's in the top of my, if you can go into my production mail real quick, it's up at the top. The Fran on Black History Month, his five most influential athletes out of nowhere, was one of the more shocking things that has ever been ushered on these airwaves. Yeah. It's definitely worse than, because Mosh used to have the worst ones.
Yes.
When he would do a top five zoo animals.
Yes.
Yeah, that was brutal.
And they were all monkeys that he like looked up.
Like, sometimes they're not all winners, but those guys don't really get close. Like, Morgenstern, good job today. Buzz usually does a pretty good job. Fran and Mosh just don't get it. All right, there is the top five at five. This segment sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. Let's get this one out of the way. Cowboy Jim, what's happening, Cowboy Jim?
Jack and Ike. Just like the good old days.
It was like 4 months.
Black Gritty calls, Chuck being himself. I'm waiting for Andy from Deptford to go, we live, we hot. When's that happening? Come on, call in, Andy.
He's still got 40 minutes. Yeah, he's still got about 40 minutes.
He snuck his way on the other day.
Yep.
Oh, he did. You remember the good old days, the days I used to fight with Herb and Chuck and Rios?
Yeah.
I don't have those days anymore. We're handcuffed now. We can't do that.
Well, fine. You're making another name for yourself, Cowboy Jim.
Let freedom ring. Okay, as for the Phillies, I'm sorry, Jack. 81-81. They're just like the Sixers. They just have a bunch of names to fill up the stadium. You know, make money from that.
Well, aren't you a Phillies fan? Don't you claim to be a Phillies fan?
Well, I do sometimes claim to be a Phillies fan. Yeah, sometimes when they're doing good.
Okay.
But I don't think that's going to happen very much. Hey, can we answer? I need your help with this. Come on.
What you got?
You have zero. The Eagles have zero suspension since 2020. The guy that's helped, who does security, Big Dom, was suspended. But yet you have zero suspensions, and other teams have like 30 double digits. Come on. What's going on here? How are we hiding this? How are we hiding
it's
this?
It's a good group of men.
Exactly.
A good group of men. Oh, I spend more time with them. I see what goes on. So don't.
Well, that's why they got an F minus for travel, because you're critiquing them at all times.
I think it was an F plus because of me, but listen, an F.
If they don't test positive for anything, or if they don't they aren't getting arrested for anything, like, why would they get suspended?
Zero? Come on. And other teams have like 30. There's something.
Maybe they should get their own Big Dom. It sounds like a them problem.
I don't know.
Yeah, the guy that gets suspended. And
he got suspended for a nonsense reason.
Yeah, he shouldn't have even got suspended. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Listen, you know what's bothering me today?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's bothering me.
You're bothering me today.
Yeah, you're not. I don't believe you guys. Spike should be off every Friday because it's like Freedom Friday. You can just be yourself. You can
Poor
call.
Spike.
You don't have to have restrictions. You know, anything like that. Like, hey, how you doing, guys? You know, like, hey, you don't have to get right to the point. I mean, it's freedom.
Freedom Friday.
I really hope he's not listening.
Yeah, he's listening. And
you know how many texts have he had written out?
This will assure he'll never take another day off.
He's getting smoked. And then there has been some that have been exiled from the program that have been
they felt free to call in today.
Yeah. They're getting chesty too. They're getting a little chesty. We love Spike. Spike's done a great job. Everyone take a deep breath. 215-592-9494. Are you in or out on the Phils? If you want to check in on some Clearwater action today, Ike.
What you got?
They won 6-0 split squad action. I know you're a big fan of the old split squad.
I love a split squad.
Yep. Zach Wheeler went 5 innings, struck out 4. allowed one run, as we like to see, because his last two outings have not exactly been crisp. Max Kepler had two hits and two walks, as we like to see.
There you go.
Bomer had two hits as well, and Mundo went yard again.
Oh.
Yeah, listen, it's good stuff. And then in the other split squad game, they lost 11-7 to the Blue Jays, but Kyle Schwarber in the leadoff spot went yard, which I'm sure everyone is thrilled with. Mm-hmm. Jose Ruiz got lit up, which you don't want, and it was more the B squad that went on to take Toronto. So, again, 6 days away. So they come up Monday. Monday is when they return to Philadelphia. So,
they return to Philly Monday?
Yeah, this was around this time when Reese tore his ACL. So as long as we don't do that again.
Right, yeah.
That was,
I'll get everybody out now.
Yeah,
said that, yeah.
No, don't even play this weekend. It's not going to make that much of a difference.
Nope.
It's not going to make that much of a difference. Speaking of the exiled, Chris in Pensacola. What's happening, Chris?
Yo, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Chris?
Long time no shout.
Yeah. What's going on, brother? Yeah. Two-time Super Bowl champion, baby.
That's it, baby. And I act like I was on the field, too. I'm like, it's all about 2-5. They're like, Shady? I'm like, no, that was my number growing up. Give me one of those rings. I feel good about myself.
So you enjoyed the Super Bowl. It seems like the Eagles are not enjoying the Super Bowl.
I enjoyed the Super Bowl like an 8-year-old, man. I was running. A couple neighbors are like Cowboys. You always got one Cowboys fan. I got a Giants fan because, you know, Jersey weirdos. Running, banging on their door with a Tito's bottle in my hand going, Jesus. They're like, my kid's sleeping. I'm like, I don't care. Wake them up. Let's go.
You are nuts, man. You are nuts.
I said, where are you going? I bring the property value up, baby. My house is nicer than yours. And get a new car like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I know you don't do shout-outs, but I don't ask for much, man. And, Jack, you'll love this one. My youngest, 18, like the one that you met, fast pitch softball.
Okay.
She drove down her and her two girlfriends on Sunday to Port Charlotte, Florida, hung on the beach. She texts me today. She goes, guess where I'm at? I go, where? She goes, I'm at the Phillies game. She's sitting there. They drive over there. They drive over to see the Phillies game.
Nice.
She just got her first check in the mail for training. She starts with the Phillies in marketing, I guess, for like a little intern for the summer. She's going to do the little wiffle ball game.
Oh, really?
Field.
Wow.
Yeah, baby. So shout out. I nicknamed her C for Calangelo, the Bronxdale. Shout out to C. Way to kick butt, kiddo, even though you can't hear me. And Jack, I'm 100% in on the Phillies. I think all these people that are down on them, they're going to stick it right up their giggy. Right up their giggy.
I hope so, man.
And you're going to see Harper do something crazy and like rip his shirt off and run down and jump into the crowd with a bottle of champagne, and his wife's going to go back crazy because she didn't want him to do it. It's going to be insane, and I can't wait to be
there. Dude, I need him to have a parade down Broad Street. Wheeler deserves a parade down Broad Street. Like, it just, if those guys, I know all of them, we want them all to get rings, but those two specifically, mm-hmm. Harper and Zach Wheeler, if they don't get a ring, I'll be crushed. They need one.
I will be crushed too. They don't have to want one. They, like you said, they need one.
Yes.
And Jalen, I'm with Ike, man. That guy can't be more than 5. There's just no way. All the kid does is people go, well, he doesn't have intangibles. Sure he does. Look, wherever he goes, you know what he does?
He wins.
And if you look up, I'm not one of those computer dudes and an analytic type guy, but if you look up, because I don't really like computers, unless it's gambling and that other adult thing. I'm telling you right now, you look up, he's probably got to be the last guy in 4 years have had the most comeback drives to win games. I at least counted 6 by the be counting just in the past 4. He's down. He comes back. All he does is he's clutch.
Yeah.
He's clutch.
Well, the one year he won 7 games in 1 year after trailing by 10 points.
Right, I love the love for you guys to look that up.
Was that 23?
I think that was 23,
and then it collapsed.
Yeah, but he still got him.
No.
Yep.
Well, last year he didn't have to do that much. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, you married your girlfriend when you were like 12, but me and I, like in high school, hey, she was hot, and we got her, and then we broke up with her, and they're like, yep. She broke up. Yeah, I'm like, at least I got you, man.
Yeah.
I've been on the wall, baby. That's all I know.
That definitely was not my mentality. You're right. Yep.
Yeah, that mentality got me to be a parent, too, in high school.
Yeah. my oldest one, man, 21, everybody's like farting. Everybody, she knocks on my door. I'm like, yo, we going out? She goes, I'm pregnant. I go, oh, I'm in trouble. Let's go.
What's bothering you today, Chris?
The only thing that bothers me today is because I do. So I have a drive and pickup service with that too. I can't stand when you're at the light and it changes green and they still got their head down. Nobody talks on the phone. Everybody texts now. Mm-hmm. They're still texting. So you pause. And I want some light juice on the way out. So you pause to be polite. And they look at you like you're crazy. And you just tap the horn. And they give you the bird. I'm like, and then you get to the next light. They're like looking at you. I'm like, dude, if you even put down that window, I'm going to take your soul in front of your wife and your kids. So help me God. I will grab you out of that little VW. Yeah.
I got to be honest, Chris. You're the one that I'm always afraid of when I'm.
That you're going to run into.
Yeah.
And I know I'm short for time, but I've been in good behavior for about 3 years now. I stopped calling for about 6 months. It's like 5 months ago. Right in front of the Wawa down the street from my shop. Young dudes, like they're college dudes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let them go because my kid's in college. They beep, get to the next light. They're laughing. And I put down the window to say, excuse me, like, what are you laughing about? They're like, listen, old man, you need to get off the road. You know what happened the next red light? They got a red light. I jumped out of the car. It was me and three of them. I said, I'll rip you out of that car. I'll take your soul. I'll violate you, and you'll run.
Wow.
Checkmate, line them up. I don't play checkers, boys. Love
yep.
it.
Yep. There he goes. Chris and Ben's on.
No light juice.
Yeah, he is the one.
He said, I will violate you.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. It's interesting. Because, listen, I'm a birdsman every once in a while.
Yes. You know?
He's the one that I'm always like, it's probably a mistake. I didn't mean it. I take it back. Yeah, thankfully for me, Jill thinks that I cannot get to work without her, you know, giving me the light screen.
Yeah.
You know, every day, every time she's in the car with me, critiquing the whole time. And I'm like, I drive to work every single day.
Right.
Somehow I make it.
Yeah.
You know?
You're okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Nothing worse than the passenger driver or backseat driver.
Oh,
There's nothing worse.
It's turn signal this.
Yeah.
It's why didn't you stop at that stop sign? It's green, you know?
Well,
stop signs are optional.
I gotta admit, I understand where Jill is going with this.
Seems like you and Jill are actually more aligned than a lot of things.
Listen, where she's going with this is she wants you to be fed up with her riding in the car so she has her own car.
We're getting there. Listen,
I'm with you.
One day we're getting closer
and
closer.
Grinding. Yes, you're grinding, brother. I'm with you.
Yeah. All right, on the other side, we'll get to your phone calls. Close them out on if you're in or out on the Phils heading into this year. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Big games and big events are always better. Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion, two-time world champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Also, on the other side, the text line and the anniversary of the end of an era in Philadelphia. With that coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Welcome on back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz in for Spike.
Yeah, you were pumped up there, weren't you?
Well, listen, sometimes you got to deliver. Sometimes you got to deliver on 530 Creed. Imagine 530 Creed if we were at Chickie's today.
Oh, my goodness.
You know it's packed down there.
Oh, dude. Yeah, can you imagine if we had started? Would they have heard us?
Well, listen, I think we would have forced them to turn down Ian Eagle and
right.
Whatever.
Ian
we
could, Eagle.
And
Ian Eagle.
Ian Eagle. Ian Eagle. And Tom McCarthy. Tom McCarthy on the call last night.
I saw T-Mac last night. I was watching the game.
See,
was it the Michigan game he called?
I believe it was the Michigan
game. Yeah. That was the best game of the night.
Yeah,
I mean,
see San Diego.
Last night, yeah.
Now, my only problem is that T-Mac sometimes uses some of the phrases that he uses on Phillies games.
Right.
And that hurts. You know,
would you stop?
He let out a, how about that?
Yeah. Well, the national audience doesn't know
don't
that.
Don't care. Cater to your audience. There's people that are still scarred and miss Phil's baseball, and I need T-Mac to lock in.
Well, the funny thing is, I didn't know he was calling the game. I just heard the voice, and I'm like, man, is that T-Mac?
You're a little confused? Because I feel like with you sometimes, and this is, again, I'm making a leap here. I feel like sometimes you wake up in the middle of the game.
Oh, yeah.
You take a little cat nap.
No doubt about it, brother. Yeah,
doubt. You probably woke up a little disoriented. Like, is Phil starting?
Yeah, and it was the late game, too. It was the late game. Somehow, in between the game, I think the game started at 6:30 or 6:45. That set, and then they get the 9 o'clock game. So I think I somehow fell asleep during the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock games. And I woke up in the middle of those 10 o'clock games.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Terps are destroying Jerry Colangelo's Grand Canyon University. We'd like to see that. Back in on the Terps.
I will be pumped up tonight, though.
Yeah, listen.
I don't need you guys texting me or tweeting at me either.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm only going to get the tweets if
they lose.
Oh, Sparty, it might be an upset.
What happened to your boys? What happened to your boys? I hate that. And that's why I've been neutered on the Phils all year. Now that we're 6 days away,
right?
Yeah, Jackie Baseballs.
He's back.
Yeah, we don't need a Blue Chew read today to be locked in. Twitter question.
No, I just heard you singing. What's the name of the song?
One Last Breath by Creed.
One Last Breath.
Yeah.
What do I just been calling it Creed?
Yeah,
Creed
it's, just, 530. It's their only song.
I didn't know the name.
How did I do, by the way?
It was what I expected.
All right.
It was fine.
I'll take that.
It was just, it was monotone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you did a good job.
Yeah,
at least
fine.
You sang.
You're better than Buzz. Buzz can't do it. Fran,
yeah.
Awful.
Well,
PK.
Buzz was completely tone deaf. He was just talking
yeah,
while he
well,
was singing.
That makes sense, though. I mean, look at him. You know, He's kind of, you know, there's not much there. The last check-in on our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Last check-in, 58% of people are in on the Phils as a Real World Series contender, and 42% out. Wake me up in October. Mm. A little too close for my liking, but it's all right. I get it. They a lot of scars after what happened last year. Now, 21 years ago, Ike, 21 years ago, the Vet got torn down. It was demolished after you guys lost to the Bucks. Mm-hmm. It was a momentous day. See, I only went to the Vet once, which is momentous. Whatever. Don't care. It's 5:35. It's beer 30 for all I care.
Okay.
for all I care. I only have one Vet experience, which is a shame because I think we've lost a little bit of our edge with the vet being too many Super Bowls and not enough Vet.
It's too much. There's too much excitement. Yeah, too much winning.
Too many beautiful stadiums. You know, not enough grittiness. Yeah. Listen, I know you had to play on concrete. Ike.
Yeah, that's the only drawback is that it was concrete.
But it was so loud.
Yeah.
Like, it was so loud.
I enjoyed the Vet. I did. I enjoyed coming out the tunnel, and it was the setup was so weird with the locker room sort of being right there. And we'd come down those steps and then come up the tunnel, and you'd have people there yelling at you. Because I remember the first year was not very pretty.
Not great.
Yeah. So you have people yelling at you as you go into the tunnel or you're coming out of the tunnel. But just being in the Vet, I agree that there was a different type of fan at the Vet.
Yeah.
You know, the stadium was crap at that time. And I think the fans sort of took on the personality
of the stadium.
Yeah, where you didn't want to be welcoming.
Not at all.
Like, right? Not a lot of winning had gone on the last few years of the Vet.
Nope.
And
the Eagles and the baseball team.
Yeah, we lost a disappointing championship game against the Bucks there. I think that will always be etched in our brains. I know it will for me.
I'm sure.
Still can see Rondé running down the field. Still see it. But I also remember what it was like that opening kickoff in that game. When B. Mitch, we had like a 70-yard return, you know, 80-yard return, something like that. And we scored a touchdown two plays later. I remember when we beat the Giants for the division. I believe it was in 01. Well, we almost lost on a flea flicker. At the end of the game, it was like the last play of the game, and it was like some sort of pitchback flea flicker where we wound up tackling the guy out of bounds at like the 2-yard line. He almost scored to win the game for the Giants.
Couldn't imagine.
Remember that? And that was a NFC East clinching game.
Is the B. Mitch thing the loudest it got for you?
For me, yeah. Yeah. Because that was the biggest game I played in the stadium. Now, the Saturday night, when we played Tampa – in the playoffs, New Year's Eve.
That's a wild card
round. The game where Hugh got the sacks against Sean King. It was loud that night. It was because that was the first playoff game they'd had in a few years. It was the first under the Andy Reid new regime with Donovan at quarterback. The city was ready. We were ready. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, we only had a few of those games where I can be like, yeah, that was a memorable game, right?
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's pretty wild that we've gone. Like, there's a whole generation who has no recollection of the Vet.
Of the Vet, yeah.
Even I'm on the I'm 30, right? 31. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm now in my 30s, and I barely have. I'm hanging on by a thread with my Vet memory. I went to one Phillies Marlins game with my grandparents, and I was on the speed pitch, hit 45 miles an hour at like eight years old. That's called difference making.
I'm 25 and I have no recollection.
No recollection.
Now
of
my
Vet.
Phillies memories: the Kevin Millwood no hitter
and Curt Schilling in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that's one of them.
Ooh boy,
that is one of them. That is one of them. Yeah.
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 Like, what is that new tight end doing?
Yeah,
here?
That's when Larry Boyle was the manager.
Yeah.
LB was the manager. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to we didn't share the locker room, but we shared the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And they just happened to be playing at home while we were spring football. What was it called? It was OTAs. I don't know if it was called OTAs.
Yeah, I think it was spring.
Like mini camp or something it was called. Yeah, they happened to be there, man. Yeah, Schilling. Yeah, I remember that, man.
I'm sure it was memorable. sure it's memorable. Terrence is in Springfield. What's happening, T?
Hi, Chris. What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Terrence?
I mean, right now, man, I'm a half in, half out on the Phillies.
Oh, come on, Terrence. What's giving you cause for pause?
Here I met with the Phillies. When they lost to the Diamondbacks, I was furious because I know we were the better team that whole year. Like, the whole Major League Baseball, we were a better team. When they lost to the Mets, it was kind of like, you know, a relationship where at first, you know, you get angry and then you just don't care no more. At that point, I was so upset with the Phillies when they lost to the Mets, like they didn't show up. I feel like we have a veteran roster, right, Fritz?
Mm-hmm.
A veteran roster. I feel like we should be able to, year after year, we should be able to learn from these at-bats in the postseason. We should be able to learn from these collapses in the playoffs. I feel like it's up to these veteran players to make these adjustments to change their approach to the plate, you know, to change their philosophy. We know we got DJ Stubbs and this whole little vibes thing. We got DJ Stubbs sitting down in the minor league. So.
Yeah, so they're taking it seriously now, T.
Man, we see where that got us, though. So you got to take it seriously. And I feel like, you know, Bryce is the leader of this team. I feel like Bryce got to show a little bit of tough love. We got to make some different sacrifices to the team, like we saw with the Eagles, like the change in position, whatever it takes, man. And we know we need Topper to get a little tough on these guys, man. You got to get tougher. You got to keep your eye on the prize because this team has the talent to win it all, but I feel like they're not reaching their full potential. They're getting older, and they're veteran players, and they should know what it takes to change these plate approaches and to change the winning in these big games.
Well, I think that that's what this whole – I think that's what their message has been this whole spring. You know, last year their whole message was we want to win the division, we want to get off to a hot start. I think this year with what Bryce said to us and the way that they've talked, it seems like it woke them up. And I said, you know, 2 days ago or whatever, like I don't want them to rely on the magic anymore. Just go be great. Just go be great. You don't have to rely on CBP. It's hard to win there. Just go be an actually great team. I think last year, and it could be wishful thinking, I get it. I think last year was a wake-up call for all of them. And they know that this could be their last run with JT's contract running out, Ranger's contract running out, Schwarber's contract. I mean, this is their last hurrah.
Yep, absolutely. I was about to say that, Fritz. This is their last hurrah. I feel like if they have another collapse, this thing is going to get blown up.
Mm-hmm. I agree. What's bothering you today, T?
Man, I like Howie. I love the Super Bowl, but this Philadelphia Eagles offseason, man, that is bothering me, man.
Yes.
They're bringing in third-stringer bum players for the talent that we lost. It ain't adding up. The math ain't mathing, Howie.
Yeah,
that beer can did some damage, man.
It did. That beer can's going to go down in infamy.
It really is.
If they have some weird draft.
I think people are waiting on that. Like, if the draft isn't satisfying,
they go back to drafting out of TCU,
right,
or something, you know.
Right.
They don't stay with the – well, I guess last year they broke away from it with Quinion and
yeah.
Coop. Not to discredit the Big Ten, but
– listen, I hear you. They had been going heavy SEC for the longest, which I had no problem with either. But
it's been weird.
I really do think they believe that the offense is going to have to carry them. Like, it's not that the defense – doesn't matter. I don't know if we can count on, at least right now, we can count on the defense that we saw last year.
No, but, and they've got, like, if just one of Uche, Ojulari, and Huff can pop, I think they'll be all right.
I'm going to tell you what else we're going to need. We're going to need, when there's Nephew or there's N'Kobe coming back, somebody's going to have to play next to Zach Bond.
Yeah. Well, the good part about that is that, I don't know how much – listen, I'm not trying to break down defensive systems.
Yeah.
But it was nice that N'Kobe had a great year. And then when he went down, Oren Burks went in, and it was pretty fine.
Yeah.
My hope is that, like, it's almost – you can put anyone next to Bond with that line, and it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Not going to be like Nate Gary out there.
No, I agree. Here's my only concern with that. The defense as a whole was stronger last year, so you can withstand losing a N'Kobe Dean.
Sure.
Right? Like, you were stronger up front. Yeah, CJ on the back end, like you had Slay on the outside, so the defense was stronger as a whole. Now these guys that are coming in to replace those guys, there's nowhere to hide in the defense. Like, you're going to have to make plays. Like, you're going to have to be accountable defensively. I looked at Oren Burks. initially as long as he's not hurting the defense, I'm fine. He took it a step further and was actually out there making plays.
He was.
On the defense. Like, that's where Jeremiah is going. If it's Jeremiah is going to be in there playing early, like, that's what he's going to sort of be under.
I love that he did the Axeman celebration.
Oh,
Super
man,
Bowl.
Yeah.
Gets
yeah,
it.
Yeah, get pop some love.
Yeah,
man.
Come on.
Yeah, too, man.
I'm fired about Trout. He looked fine when he was in. Now, it wasn't always the biggest moments for Trout
right.
last year, but him and Kobe.
I agree. Should be. That's one of the things I'm excited about watching next year.
Well, the defense
sure.
as a whole, I mean, who pops? You know, they're taking a lot of shots in 1 year, guys. I hope Sidney Brown's good. I do.
So do I.
He's fun. He's
yeah.
fun. Like another playmaking, hard-hitting safety.
For him, this may be his only shot he gets yes. to be the starter. Like, if you don't do it and take it and, like, grab it now, they may wind up there drafting somebody. They may – because what happens is they move on. It's like, okay, he's probably not starter materials. Good player, good backup player, be a great special teams player, but we're going to need a safety. This is, like, Sidney's opportunity to show he belongs.
It's going to be year three?
Yeah.
Yep, year three. It's time. Yeah. Josh is in Wilmington. What's happening, Josh?
Oh, what's happening, Ike and Jackie Baseball? Listen, boys, I'm pumped up for the baseball season. I mean, this is one of the best times of the year, like going in, you know, because of everything that goes into baseball season, right? And let's not kid ourselves either. 156 years the game's been played professionally.
Mm-hmm.
It's played the same way. I want to see the Phillies play the game of baseball like it's been played for 156 years. Let's manufacture some runs.
Bunk guys over.
Yeah, man. Let's do it. Let's manufacture
hit behind runners.
We're hearing an awful lot about Trey Turner and his speed. Well, then let's get the Ferrari on the damn base paths. You know what I mean? So, listen. Couple things, because I've been waiting to just go like I was yesterday, but I didn't take a handful of Blue Chews. So. The fact that Lionel Simmons got his nickname on that night with Fran Dunphy and all the old timers
and Ike
absolutely and
Ike was there.
Hilarious. Okay.
Yeah. It was a good tornado today. Always is.
Yeah. Yes. And then we have Elliot Shore Parks. I mean, can we start calling him MIT Shore Parks? Because are you kidding? I literally almost drove off the side of the road. Now,
a lot of people did.
Keep it moving. I couldn't hang up being on hold because I love today's next question.
What's bothering you?
I'm that guy, dude. You're like some guy.
You're the fruit stickers guy?
I'm the fruit guy, baby.
Love it.
So anyway, yeah, no, I don't love it. But anyway, what I do dislike... Jackie Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, wait. I got one last thing. Ike, you mentioned that we don't have anything to worry about with Bryce Harper, right?
Yeah.
And it was a couple of, it was again, right? And I agree with you. He said all the right things, Mr. Cookie Cutter himself. However, I've watched his behavior on the internet during this offseason, and I'm going to start calling my man Goat Milk. He's, you know what I mean? What are we doing, Goat Milk? He's hitting our three hole. We don't need Goat Milk. We need you to subscribe to whatever we need to win. Goat milk.
Well, that's why he's eating healthy.
Yeah, okay. All the goat milk he can get, making smoothies on the internet. So here's the thing, right? What makes me aggravated or upset, several things, but today, and Jack, you will run into this because as your young ones grow, the things that you have to make in the toaster oven and in the oven for your kids that say the bag is resealable and it never reseals, that's something that annoys the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Boys, have a great weekend. Go Birds. Hey, Goat Milk better perform this year.
He always performs. He always does. Yeah. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, Josh seems like he's bothered by a lot
of food problems.
Yeah, he's got a lot of food problems. My follow-up to ESP that I thought of later is that not only does he think that college athletes should be able to stay in as long as they want. He also thinks that players should be able to bet on themselves. Does he think that players should be able to bet on themselves while staying in college until they're 28 to make even more money? I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot.
You just have a lawless program
going on.
Yeah,
he is. I would love to know when he came up with that take.
Yeah. And then sometimes you don't know if he really believes it, but then you're like, he really does believe this.
Well, he gets there. Sometimes it's like, oh, he wants to screw with us today.
Right.
But he's had that take for a while behind the scenes, and I'm glad he brought it out. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Jack, are you trading AJ Brown today? Nick in Delaware.
A lot of people wondering that. There was no trades today. And again, it was a simple hypothetical. It was not a rumor. But Devontae for Parsons is back on the table. Just letting everyone know. What's next?
Elliot says that the tush push should be banned because the Eagles are just tired of hearing it. By that rationale, can Elliot be banned? The Delaware Valley.
It's a fair question. But he is Insider of the Year, which means he's only going to be on the air more. So that could be a loss for everyone out there. What's next?
Waiter, sir, you're done with your meal and paid the check. Is there something else I can help you with? Elliot, I feel like I should just be able to stay here forever. Frank in Ardmore.
Yeah, I think he's going to start saying, I want the meal for free. Like he wants everything. And again, Eagles Insider of the Year is only going to propel him forward. He's going to be a problem for the next year. I would rather the newspaper reporter win next year than Elliot. And we need him knocked down a few bags. I know.
The newspaper reporter?
We'll see.
I'd rather have McManus win it.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it could be the year of the Dumas. Why do I say Dumas?
I have no idea. It's
like when you say
Dumas.
It's like when you say theater.
Well, theater is what it is.
In the middle of the country. Yes.
Ian Eagle?
Yeah. Well, Ian Eagle, that's because it should be Ian. I've never heard anyone named Ian.
It's Ian.
It's Ian. It's spelled Ian.
No, it's spelled Ian.
No, it's spelled like Ian. But he calls himself Ian.
It's spelled like Ian.
Well, have you seen how Ian's spelled?
Yes.
They're spelled the same way.
Exactly.
He doesn't.
But it's Ian.
No. Ian. It's annoying. It bothers me. He's Ian Eagle. You're not special.
Ian Eagle.
Well, why is it Noah Eagle, his son? Like Noah, like you can change his name too?
Ian Eagle is equivalent to, you know, when you're using words and you say A versus an.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when there's another vowel there, you have to use an, right?
Sure.
Yeah, so that's what Ian Eagle is.
But it's spelled
Ian Eagle doesn't make sense.
Why? His name's Ian.
It's Ian.
Have you ever heard another Ian besides Ian Eagle?
No, I have not.
Okay. I think it's just he's just trying to stick out.
Okay.
But I'm calling him on it. And if I ever meet him, say, hey, Ian, good to talk to you. What's next?
What's that radio show called again? Ike, Spike, and who? Jake Nevin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jake. Yeah.
I had no idea who Jake Nevin was. Yeah. That's on me. Conklin told me.
I didn't know either, so.
Yeah. Well, and it's such an old reference. Again, we're trying to update his references sometimes.
We barely remember coaches. We can supposed to remember athletic directors.
From 1985? Are you kidding me? Come on, Conklin, know your audience. What's next?
Chuck's right. When you get on top, you gotta stay on top. Chuck's step stool.
Wow. That's not right. Did Spike send that text in? Can you check the number and see if that was a Spike joke? All right, what's next?
Oh, no. Ben Davis's son seeing the picture of Ike with his underwear pulled over his sweater.
Oh, come on. That's not right.
Text line.
That poor photo, man.
Do not, don't show him that photo.
Yeah. Well, Ike, it was a fun little throwback show today.
Brother. Yeah. Talk to the powers that be to see if we can do this more often.
Yeah. Spikeless Fridays, some are saying. Spikeless Fridays. All right. Well, thanks to everyone that hung out with us today. Always a fun time.
You got Fritz at 6?
Nah, Teeks. Come on, man. I don't work on Fridays.
Deeks is up.
Yep. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pizza. Basketball tourney is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpizza.com. TK Tom Kelly's next here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.